Hey guys, welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. I am your host. You're listening to episode number 83. It's just you and me today. No guest. Sharing about a life experience that I've had over the last couple of months. Some noticing, some insights, some takeaways. So, I was diagnosed with uterine cancer this fall. I was treated and cured of said cancer, all in the span of about a month, in the busiest season of my business year. So September is when I host the Stretch Yourself Challenge. This is an absolutely crazy schedule. There's so much going on all the time. And in the midst of that, I have a test and I get a call and the doctor says, "Hey Kel, I've got results. You have cancer." And she proceeded to tell me, on the scale of cancer, you've got the best possible kind. You have a fully differentiated tumor. The treatment is a complete hysterectomy. And for 70% of patients, that surgery is the end of the story. They don't require any other treatment. And they go on and live this wonderful, healthy, cancer-free life. And I'm listening to her thinking, what? It was interesting because that day that she called to give me those test results, I was feeling fantastic. I had more energy than I had had in months. And so it just felt surreal. And I didn't freak out. I took it all in. The way she delivered the information was so crisp and positive that I just said, okay, cool. Like, how soon can I see this surgeon? I look back at these last 2 months of my life, and I'm just noticing there are some tools that helped me to navigate and even thrive through the cancer diagnosis. That's what I wanted to share with you guys today. First thing, my self-care game has been strong. We caught the cancer early because I get regular physicals and all of the screening recommended for women. One of the reasons I have had such a strong self-care game goes back to almost 10 years ago now. Gosh, it's so long ago. When I didn't have insurance and my thyroid went crazy and I ended up having to have it ablated in 2013. Ever since then, I have to take levothyroxine and I have to have an annual blood test in order to get that prescription renewed. So that has just set me in a pattern of not skipping physicals. And there was a time in my life where my self-care was so bad. My goodness, probably 20 years of procrastinating. I think over the course of about 20 years, I might have had 3 physicals, 3 pap tests. I just played this dangerous game of thinking, well, I'd know if something was wrong. If I were still playing that game, if I were still making my self-care a chore I didn't want to pay attention to, right this minute, that cancer tumor would be growing in my body unchecked. That's an overwhelming thought. I wonder how many people are listening to me right now, my dear sister friends, and you've procrastinated your self-care and you've been hoping for the best and you've been thinking, well, I'd know if something was wrong. Oh, honey, take care of yourself. My self-care game was strong, and so the cancer was found. Another important tool that helped me navigate and even thrive is my team. Holy shit. Even before the diagnosis, you know, I was operating with suboptimal energy. I was anemic. My platelets were really low. I was sleeping a lot. But I made the most of the good energy I did have. And my team kept things moving. Tisha Lee, my community manager, Samantha Angel, who takes care of all my graphics, Val Selby, who I hired to manage Great Big Life and Biz Bundle, which was, you know, behind the scenes getting underway throughout this whole time. If it weren't for that, that project just wouldn't have happened this year. They were my incredible support network. And the most important tool of all, my mindset, how I thought about it. When the doctor said cancer, it was surreal. And even though I knew she was telling me the truth, I could hardly relate to the concept. But as it sunk in, I had these two really strong thoughts, intentions, desires. One was that, let's deal with this now. Let's deal with this fast. The prognosis for the type of cancer I had was very good when treated quickly. So I just thought, I want to see the surgeon fast. I want to get the surgery fast. And I did. I was in the surgeon's office 8 days after diagnosis and having laparoscopic surgery just 1 week after that. This happened because I asked for what I wanted and I made myself available to fit any opportunities. I did not passively accept whatever happened. I made phone calls. I asked for the first available. I said, and if something comes up sooner than that, call me. I can be anywhere in an hour. The other big train of thought that took me by surprise was that I felt really powerful. How did being told cancer was in my body make me feel powerful? I know it sounds weird, but it was so true. Not for even one moment did it invite me to feel weak. It didn't invite me to feel like a victim. It didn't invite me to whine and say why. It only invited me to feel powerful and brave and super intentional. And you know, it certainly helped that the doctor made it so clear that this was the least scary kind of cancer. 70% of patients cured by surgery. That was very comforting. Of course, my brain was hooked by what it could mean to be in that 30%. Would they open me up and find out it had spread? Would I need chemo? Would I need radiation? How much was this gonna frick with my fall schedule? Like, all the fearful possibilities were rolling through, but still, all I could think about was that I felt powerful. The idea that was front and center was, this is my life. And I will make the most of it. however long it is, however challenging it is, the time I have is mine. The presence of Cancer just invited me to feel so brave. And I was going through some things. My stepdad had passed away. My siblings and I inherited a house that had to be sold, and there was a lot of freaking frack going on with that. And I stood up for myself, and I just tapped out of all the drama and refused to play. I just said no over and over again. And I think I would have anyways, with or without the cancer, but the cancer invited me to be so crystal clear that of all the ways I want to spend my time and energy right now, it is not arguing with you. It is not futzing with your drama. It is not getting caught up in it. This is my life. This is my time. I'm going to do what I want with it. So, gosh, it went so fast. The surgery was laparoscopic. So I went home from the hospital that same afternoon. I was there early, butt crack of dawn, and I was home by like 14 hours later. Recovery went really well and really smooth. I did have about a week of annoying, like, after surgery issues. But nothing to do with the surgery itself, just surgery. Cancer never once made me feel whiny. Some of the aftermath otherwise made me whiny, but you can ask for a better, smoother, faster cancer story than this one. And I am very aware of how blessed I am. At the same time as I'm getting my cancer diagnosis, my nephew Garrett, who I've shared with you, he was diagnosed with cancer with a really large chordoma tumor at the base of his spine. We did that fundraiser for him last year. He went to Austria. He had carbon ion treatment therapy, which killed that tumor. And we had, you know, just the best news. We had an amazing report from his doctors over the air in September that dead tumor has shrunk more than half of its size, and like all this good news. And we just got, at the same time that I'm dealing with uterine cancer, he goes to the doctor. He goes to the hospital for a test because he's not feeling well. And cancer has spread in his body, into his liver, into his lungs. And it's stage 4. It's bad. It's so, so bad. And I'm sitting over here with my little mini, mini candy apple version of cancer, just noticing how unfair that feels, that he's dealing with this. A gal from the hospital called me a cancer survivor, and I told her, like, at best, it feels like I rode on a bus with cancer for a little while. Like, I don't feel worthy of the title cancer survivor. And she just smiled and she said, well, you're one of the lucky ones, for sure. I do feel lucky. I feel blessed. And I feel purposeful The presence of Cancer invited me to feel brave. It invited me to be clear about how I wanted to spend my time, who I wanted to spend it with, where I wanted my energy to go. So what? Now what? Cancer only tripped me up for a little bit. Like, it inconvenienced my schedule. It took some body parts I'm not using anymore in the grand scheme of things. It's no big deal. Having had the experience is still an invitation to me to feel brave, to step up, to create more of what I want to create in the world. Because I have time and energy and a will and a desire to do something with it. Today, I've got time and energy today. You have time and energy today. Whether it's 10 minutes or 10 hours. Here's the thing. In the midst of the worst of the recovery, you know, when I come home from the hospital and I've taken some oxy and my brain is blurry and I'm sleeping most of the day, that first 24 hours I was home, I had a really clear hour. And so I sent an email and I checked in on my forum. And, you know, and then the hour was gone and I was tired and fuzzy again. Like, it doesn't matter what's happening in my life. If I get a clear hour of time and energy, where do I want to use it? What do I want to create with it? What do I want to do with this life? I want to do something good. I want to create more of what I want to see in the world. And I can. So I freaking will. I don't care what's going on. Some people say, well, I couldn't do this or I couldn't do that because I was so tired. I was like, are you telling me that in 24 hours you had no time and energy? That you were absolutely like exhausted, dismal, unfocused the whole time? Because if that's true, I just want to hug you and say that sucks. Maybe you're dealing with something. Maybe you're fighting cancer. Maybe you've got a chronic health issue. Maybe you have somebody in your family you're taking care of, and literally morning, noon, and night, you are overwhelmed and incapable of doing anything more than getting by. I just want to hug you. And I don't want to give you any shit about it. I just want to love on you and understand you're just doing what you're doing to get by. And friend, if you get time and energy, if you wake up and you get a half an hour of it, use it. Do something with it. Own it. Let it invite you to feel brave and powerful. And ask yourself, what do I want to create with this precious half hour? And if your life is blessing you with more than that, if you are healthy and strong, and have focus and time and energy to spare? Oh, how are you using it? Are you creating the great big life you are meant to live? Are you creating the great big business you dream of? Like, are you using the precious gift of time and energy to do what you want to do in this world? Or are you squandering it? My nephew is fighting for his life He is not squandering a minute. He will fight to the nail, to the very end. And it wouldn't surprise me in the least if he beat this cancer, because he's that driven. But whether he lives a little while longer or a lot while longer, he's owning every minute of it and doing with it what he wants to. And I admire the hell out of that. Oh, please let this be an invitation to you to take a look at your life. Take a look at your schedule and just ask yourself, what am I doing with the time and energy that I've been blessed with? Whether it's a little or a lot, am I creating more of what I want to see in the world? Thanks for spending this time with me. I appreciate you so much. If you want to learn more from me, come on back to the website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. There are more podcasts to listen to. There are blog posts to read. There are products you can learn from. And if coaching is in your future, if you would like to focus on your mindset, because that's where my heart is right now, if you're interested in mindset coaching, reach out to me. There's information on the website. Again, it's lovepeoplemakemoney.com. See you next time.